Yes, definitely. Isaiah, would you like to share with us a little bit of how your trip to Tennessee went? Well, come up. Let's give Isaiah a few minutes to be able to share so that the people can know. Isaiah went out to Tennessee the last weekend, and so he's going to come up and share a little bit about how that experience was. So go ahead and come up, Isaiah. Share behind the mic.
Isaiah viajó a Tennessee el otro fin de semana y él va a compartir un poco de su viaje. Yeah, if you want to.
Good. So let's have Isaiah speak.
Good morning, y'all. Family, friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord, whether at home later, present now, or online.
Dios les bendiga a todos, hermanos y hermanas, aquí en persona, o sea, después en línea.
And so let's go ahead and start with a bit of a prayer.
Quiero orar.
Father, just thank you for this day. You've been able to bring us all together, and just throughout the years, you have been faithful to us, and you've given us this promise in just your death and resurrection. And may you help us all to speak what we ought to and receive what you want us to receive. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And so I'll go ahead and start. I was actually contacted a few years ago by a group called the Extreme Tour.
Algunos años atrás me contactaron un grupo que se llama Extreme Tour.
And so what they do is they get different musicians and extreme sports, people's like skateboardists, bicyclists, and maybe even scooters. I don't know, but that's involved in that sphere.
Ellos están en contacto con los que tocan música o diferentes deportes, diferentes clases de deportes.
And so what they do is they go into different small neighborhoods, small towns, and neglected areas. So, say like the homeless areas, the skate parks, and place where there's people who are hurting and broken, and they're looking for solace in these communities where they're accepted.
Y ellos van a comunidades que son chicas, diferentes ciudades donde quizás se encuentra gente que no tiene casa o están en necesidad y están como solos.
And what they do is they don't just go and start screaming at them, "Hey, God loves you, repent of your sins," but they desire to show them that they're loved and to take the love of the Father that they have received and show it with them through their actions, through, providing services. "Hey, here's a skateboard. Here's some food. Hey, we have this music event going on." And they, through that, they proclaim the love of God with their service and their acts.
Ellos no entran a las comunidades gritando Dios te ama, sino enseñan y demuestran con acción de proveer comida o proveer cosas para ministrar a la gente y enseñarlos que Dios les ama por medio de sus diferentes acciones.
And so, again, this year, a few months ago in the spring, they had reached out to me again, wanting to know if I wanted to attend what they have each May is called the Objective Sessions.
Entonces, algunos meses atrás me contactaron si yo quería ser parte de este grupo que se llama
Objective
Objective
Sessions? Yeah.
Sessions, sesiones objetivos.
And so what that is they kind of just structure it as for those people who they've contacted to share their gifts that have been given by God. It's they want to kind of encourage and edify them and create a space to where, "Hey, here's who we are as an organization, the Extreme Tour," and just provide that space for those who have been invited to know them and for them to know us, kind of like a mutual place of sharing and community.
Ellos tienen el propósito de compartir con la comunidad estos diferentes talentos que diferente gente tiene y como combinación trae la gente para servir a la comunidad y enseñarlos que quieren unirse para ser de bendición a la comunidad.
And so, like, though the main focus there is, music, musicians, and musicianship, the purpose behind all of this is, well, that word right there, purpose. Whatever gifts God has given, he has given us with the purpose of glorifying him. And now, you know, since Christ is risen, those gifts are to proclaim the love of Christ, the message that there is hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Aunque el enfoque es de los músicos, también tienen enfoque en propósito, que los diferentes personas pueden tener el propósito de usar sus talentos para compartir el evangelio de Jesucristo a la comunidad.
And so, at this event, I don't really know how to explain it. It's went with high expectations, but also no expectations in the sense of I don't know what to expect.
Yo fui con una expectación, pero al mismo tiempo no sabiendo qué me esperaba.
But it was a leap of faith, and I realized that. And one of the first men who I'd met at the event, his name was Pat, and you know, he was talking about how it was a leap of faith for everyone to go. But just in that fact of us going, that means, you know, God's going to use everyone in such a way that, you know, God is personal, and he doesn't just want to use us in a way that's cut and clear, but he wants to work in ways that are personal to each individual, because he doesn't just love the whole world as in a collective, but he loves each and every single individual, whether it be in these pews or out in the streets, or maybe they're still sleeping in their beds right now. He loves each and every single one.
El hombre líder que conocí, Pat, me enseñó que yo tomé el paso de fe, como muchos tomaron ese paso de fe, y nos unimos para declarar a la gente que Dios les ama, sea aquí en persona, todos aquí, y también los que están afuera, quizás los que están dormidos a este momento. Dios ama a todos y queríamos unirnos para dar ese mensaje.
And so, you know, just I met different people both at this event and down in the streets in Nashville. And, you know, just what the Spirit was doing in my heart, you know, throughout that time was being able to see people in not a harsh, judgmental way, but in such a way to where, you know, to actually take an interest, not just sit there and think, oh, well, I love this person because I'm told to love, but to take some sort of interest, like, hey, let's go speak with this person, or hey, let's go listen to that person.
Tuvo un impacto en mí porque yo pude ir sin ser como juzgando a la gente. Yo pude ir para mirar y para entender cómo servir a la comunidad y decir, okay, vamos a hablar a este grupo y vamos a hablar a esa persona y compartir con ellos de Dios.
And for us, you know, we talk so much about the love of God, but there's like this incongruence with how we live it out. And the love of God reaches to, you know, I'm sure, though many of us have been raised in the church, the love of God reached out to many of us and still reaches out to us when we're outside of the walls of the church. And sometimes it's not always when we're praying or reading, but it's when we're in those broken moments, whether it's crying in our bed or, you know, just at these low points in our life.
El amor de Dios nos alcanza a todos, sea en momentos donde estamos con ansiedad, llorando al Señor, o momentos donde estamos esperando en Dios. Y esto pude aprender en este evento. Aprendí mucho en este evento.
And as we receive that love, you know, we have these exhortations throughout Scripture. Hey, go show love. You are known for your love. We are known for our love. And if our love is being exclusive, then that's not the love that God himself has shown us.
Estamos conocidos como un pueblo que debe de enseñar el amor de Dios. Hablamos del amor de Dios y debemos demostrar ese amor de Dios, porque de eso somos conocidos y debemos demostrar ese amor.
And then, you know, Apostle Paul would go on to write in 1 Corinthians 13, just if I have all these gifts, if I do all these things, if I proclaim all these things, but don't have love, I am nothing. You know, that's just something that was really demonstrated throughout these few days that I was in Tennessee.
El apóstol Pablo nos escribió que si tenemos el no tenemos amor, pero tenemos todo lo demás, pero no tenemos amor, es como solo tener un ruido. Entonces, yo aprendí en este evento mucho que es importante demostrar el amor de Dios y no solo debemos de hablar, pero enseñar también amor.
And for us to love is to, you know, God calls us all to different places with different gifts, you know. Some aren't going to travel everywhere. Some are only going to stay local to where they are. But, you know, as we were going through the lesson this morning, you know, Jesus had said, go into all Judea, all Samaria, and then all these other places, and then the whole world. And I was reading at one point that, you know, for us, that commission is to, you know, Jesus starts in the town and then he goes out to the region and then to the more country and then the whole world.
No todos vamos a viajar a todo rumbo. Hablábamos en la escuela dominical que Jesucristo nos mandó a ir a Jerusalén, a Judea y todas partes del mundo, pero estaba leyendo que empieza en la ciudad y luego va a salir a la región y va a seguir saliendo alrededor de nosotros, pero donde estamos debemos de empezar allí.
And so for us, you know, that means, you know, going to Judea, going to center, going to your family, going to your friends, your workplaces, you know, and then going to the next level. Go to Alamosa, go to Monta Vista, show love to the communities around us, going to Colorado, and then go into the nation and the world, you know, and wherever we're at to show that love. And honestly, it's hard. It's easy to read about the love of God and at some point be convinced of it, but it's hard for us to show that love, especially to those closest to us.
Y esto nos habla de empezar en casa, con nuestra familia, con nuestra comunidad, y luego de, puede decir de centro, y luego salir un poco alrededor, a La Mosa, Monta Vista, donde sea, para enseñar el amor de Dios, y luego a otros rumbos del mundo. Y esto es difícil. Es difícil a veces enseñar el amor de Dios y a veces es difícil empezar en nuestra misma casa, pero de esto debemos de hacer con nuestra familia, enseñar el amor de Dios y de ahí va a salir más y más donde Dios nos manda.
And so, you know, just with all that, wherever we are called with whatever gifts, I, you know, want to urge myself, but us all, to really receive God's love and then do whatever would come next with that, whatever he would call each and every single one of us to do.
Y en pensar de esto, yo quiero animarme a mí mismo y a animar a todos nosotros de empezar a donde Dios nos llama, donde quiera que sea, queremos empezar en lo que Él nos llama para demostrar ese amor local y luego alrededor, donde Él nos dirige.
And because there's hurting people everywhere, even in our midst. And what we've been given is life, love, the gospel, the message that whether we're hurting or not or have been hurt, we have hope and purpose. And, you know, for us to just withhold that message, it's not loving. So, you know, keep us all in prayer, but to show the love of God is what we're called to, not to just receive it, but having received it, to share it with anyone and everyone. And, you know, it's Pentecost Sunday. The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit to do that on all levels. So, you know, as the church, Christ's body, let us go and do that.
Hay gente alrededor de nosotros que tienen mucho dolor y necesitan escuchar este mensaje. Y Dios ha proveído el Espíritu Santo. para que nosotros podamos tener el poder de compartir el Evangelio. No solo recibir nosotros el amor de Dios, sino también después de recibirlo, poder compartirlo con otros a lo que Él nos ha llamado. Y este día de Pentecostés queremos recordar que Dios nos ayude a hacer esto, recibir de Él y también de compartir su amor con otros. Okay. Queremos orar por esto. Amén.
Amen. And so it's wonderful that he took that opportunity to go out to Tennessee and to, you know, hear what the Lord is doing through that ministry. And, you know, we'll pray for Isaiah as the Lord leads his steps in regards to all of this.
Es bendición que Isaiah tomó esta oportunidad de ir a Tennessee y compartir de esta manera y aprender lo que él ha compartido con nosotros.
And so let's go ahead and just turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I won't be able to do the full message, but I want to give you the scripture anyways.
Okay. Vamos a ir en nuestra Biblia a 1 de Corintios capítulo 2.
And it says this in verse 9, and we're going to read verses 9 and 10.
Vamos a leer versículos 9 y 10.
It says, but as it is written,
antes bien, como está escrito,
eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
Cosas que ojo no vio, ni oído oyó, ni han subido al corazón del hombre, son las que Dios ha preparado para los que lo aman.
But verse 10 says, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit.
Pero Dios no las ha revelado a nosotros por medio del Espíritu.
For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
Porque el Espíritu todo lo escudriña, aún lo profundo de Dios.
And in a nutshell, I want to say this.
Y quiero compartir esto.
That the Holy Spirit will reveal to you the deep things of God.
El Espíritu Santo va a mostrar las cosas profundo de Dios.
If you want to have a greater understanding of your God.
Si usted o yo queremos tener un entendimiento aumentado de Dios.
Of the depths of his love.
De la profundidad de su amor.
Of the greatness of his power.
De la grandeza de su poder.
Of the reality of his presence.
De la realidad de su presencia.
It will be the Holy Spirit that will show you this.
Es el Espíritu Santo que va a revelar esto a nosotros.
Paul says here that there's not been an eye that has ever beheld these wonderful things that God has prepared for us.
Pablo escribió aquí. Cosas que ojo no vio, ni oído oyó.
But God will reveal them to us by his Spirit.
Pero Dios ha preparado y el Espíritu quiere revelar a nosotros.
Talk to the Holy Spirit about it.
Habla con el Espíritu Santo sobre esto.
Holy Spirit, I want to know more.
Pídele, Espíritu Santo, yo quiero conocer más.
Holy Spirit, show me.
Muéstrame, Espíritu
Holy Spirit,
Santo.
Teach me.
Espíritu Santo, enséñame.
And the Holy Spirit will show you these deep things of God.
Y el Espíritu Santo promete enseñarnos estas cosas profundo de Dios.
And I'm here to tell you there's a greater depth.
Estoy aquí para declarar.
There is more to be understood.
Aún más que entender.
But you'll learn this by the Holy Spirit.
Y lo vamos a aprender por medio del Espíritu Santo.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and let's say a prayer together.
Póngase de pie, vamos a orar juntos.
That's probably the shortest sermon I've ever preached.
Quizás es el más corto mensaje que he predicado.
But it's the nutshell, it's all in there.
Pero todo se encuentra aquí en la palabra.
We have the Holy Spirit.
Tenemos el Espíritu Santo.
And he desires to be asked.
Y él desea que nosotros le pedimos
más. He desires to show you and me.
Él desea enseñarnos.
He's the helper.
Él es nuestro ayudador.
Oh, and he's here with you and with me today.
Y él aquí está con usted y conmigo.
And so let's ask the Holy Spirit to make all of this known. Amen.
Vamos a pedirle al Espíritu Santo que nos revele esto.
Lord, this morning on Pentecost Sunday, Lord, we are thankful, Lord, that you said to your disciples and to us, you said it was important, it was expedient for you to go. For unless you go, he could not come. But because you went with the Father, you would send him, the Holy Spirit, to us, who would live, who would dwell with us. And Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence here this morning. Holy Spirit, we want to understand the deep things of God. We know that there are greater depths of love and of understanding of who you are. And so I pray right now, Holy Spirit, that, Lord, you would draw us into a deeper, more intimate walk with yourself. And that as we do, that you would begin to lead and guide us, as the Scripture says, into all truth. Lord, that we would understand the depths of your love. That we would understand the deep things of God. Lord, that we would not be without sight or vision, but that, Lord, just like it says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, that our eyes will see and that our ears will hear because you reveal those things by the Holy Spirit. And so we acknowledge you, Holy Spirit, this morning. And forgive us for the times that we've neglected to seek you for this greater depth. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would be with this congregation. I pray that, Lord, you would continue to draw them to yourself. And as you do, make known the person of Jesus Christ in a greater way. Make known to us the heart of the Father in a greater way. And I pray that, Lord, we would not be powerless. Rather, I pray, Lord, that you would empower us, Lord, for your glory and for your honor, enabling us not only to be witnesses, but to live our lives in a way that glorifies you. And so we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for Pentecost Sunday. Bless this congregation with the nearness of your presence. And Lord, for those that, Lord, are traveling or those that couldn't make it, we pray that, Lord, even now, they would sense your presence in a special way as we pray for them. And so we thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. And go with us as we depart our ways. Bless Isaiah, Lord. We thank you that he had the opportunity to go out to Tennessee. We pray that you would direct his steps, Lord, in regards to, Lord, any step that he needs to take. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, you would guide and lead him by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, be faithful to him. Order his steps, saying, this is the way, walk in it. And we pray that you would bless him in his ministry as well. And so we thank you for all that you have done this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all and have a blessed day and a happy Memorial Day weekend. God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos y tengan un feliz Memorial fin de semana.